Happy Sabbath to all of you and those who are listening in cyberspace. Happy Sabbath to you too. Brethren, I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of the statement, truth never changes? People do. I have. So this is the for those who like titles, I'm going to give this as the title of my message today. Truth never changes, people do. Several times on Saturday mornings, I have been visited by couples sharing their message on the kingdom of God. And I ask them, why don't you keep the Sabbath days? And their answer has always been the same. They say it has to do with the Mosaic law. Jesus nailed it to the cross and gave us two new commandments. And they quote Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40. It reads, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 38, this is the first and greatest commandment. Verse 39, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So they claim that as long as we love God with all our heart and all and our neighbor, we are pleasing God and we are fulfilling the law. Now let's look at the next verse, verse 40. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. The love of God and the love for your neighbor. On these two commandments hangs the law. The verse itself, hanging, in the Greek, I can't pronounce Greek, so but it literally is saying that it hangs or it's hanging. This is present tense, ongoing state, not just one-time action, not one depended, not once depended, not will depend, but right now, all times. The law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Word for word, the Greek text, Matthew 22:40, on these two commandments, the whole law hangs and its prophets. I want you to notice something important. I got to put my glasses on here. The Greek word is singular, but it accomplishes together as a concrete union. Literally, the verb means to hang physically, to suspend, to be attached to something above. Figuratively, it in Greek, it commonly means to depend on, to be supported by, or to be held together by. Think of a door hanging on its hinges or a lamp hanging from the ceiling. Anything supported by a structure. Why does the King James use the word hangs? King James is accurate. On these two commandments hangs the law and the prophets. Jesus is not saying these commandments sum up the law. He's saying these commandments hold it together. The law and the prophets aren't just interpreted through love. They hang on it. I want you to pretend that this is love for your neighbor and God. And these are the Ten Commandments. And there's hanging on this. You remove the love of God and the love of neighbor and the love of prophets have nothing to hang on. They fall. They lose coherence. They lose legitimacy. This is not moral advice, but a judgment about reality itself. Jesus does not say, this summarized the law. This replaced the law. He says the law's authority is derivative from love, which quietly reorders everything. Law is not the foundation. God's character, love is. Brethren, most church-going people, Catholics, Protestants, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and others, they believe in the scriptures, Matthew 22, 37 to 40. But what it all boils down to is this, the Sabbath day. Somehow they feel they have been liberated from the harsh Mosaic law, which reminds me of the time when many who walked in the truth changed from what they once convincingly understood and taught. You know, which makes me think of the statement, truth never changes, people do. Brethren, I was close with friends who helped me and my wife to understand the truth. We were young newlyweds at that time, trying to find the right church to attend. And they welcomed us to the God's church. I mean, we spent a lot of time together. We went to different feast sites, Hawaii, Mexico. We went to many other places in Florida. But where are they now? Sermons that we heard about God's holy days versus Christmas and Easter, sermons on the Sabbath versus Sunday. Where are these people now? What happened? What made them change? I can't help but to think on Galatians 3, verse 1, and the New King James Version. I could just hear Paul's voice raised in loud, perhaps is angry. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Brethren, what is truth? Psalms 119, verse 151, King James Bible. Thou art near, O Lord, and all of your commandments are truth. So can you conclude that the law is obsolete? Would you acknowledge that the fourth commandment is still holy? For assuredly I say unto you, Jesus said in Matthew 5:18, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot, one tittle, by no means will pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. And Luke reaffirms this in Luke 16, verse 17. He says, but it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than a single stroke of a pen to drop from the law. Has heaven and earth passed away? Disappeared? Pinch yourselves. Go ahead, pinch yourself a little bit. Did you feel that? We're still here, right? So then the law is holy and the commandment is holy, righteous and good. That's in Romans 17, verse 12. This means that the Sabbath is holy. But what we're looking here is what it all comes down to. It's obedience. God is testing all of us who say they know him. But what does Jesus say? In 1 John 2, verse 4, in the King James, I'll read that. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, it's a liar, and the truth is not in him. Did you get that? He mentions commandments and truth. As Christians, followers of Christ, what must we do? What is our duty? On my last scripture, I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. I'll read it from the King James Bible. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. It reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Truth never changes, people do.